Okay, I was hungry. I stopped into the USC party. I did go to USC, damn it, and I got some egg rolls. But I ran into Javier Rillamarx.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. So I know it's loud in here, but you were saying something interesting a second ago about how, you know, you're a TV guy, you feel a little out of place at Sundance. I don't think that's true, because TV's been so great lately that there should be a lot for you here, but I like the fact that you're kind of looking for something specific. Tell us what you're looking for.
Yeah, no, you know, my primary reason for being here is releasing shorts and experimental short films, primarily because, you know, I don't really have a lot of game in terms of acquisitions or anything like that. I know that a lot of the major films, you know, Marcy, Martha,
and then I can't remember.
I call it Manny, Moe, and Jack, you know.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, like a lot of the big movies are going to get bought anyway. So my business here is really to go see experimental stuff, see shorts, see animated films, stuff that will just inspire me personally. I think one of the great things about the festival is that there's so many things that are just off the beaten path. So since I can be here, why not use it to seek out stuff that's going to inspire me to do really weird and different shit in TV?
I think that's a great idea. Well, and it also could open you up to new writers and directors to work with.
Absolutely. I mean, you're more likely to be able to get somebody out of a short film than somebody from a movie that's already gone mainstream before it airs here, you know? So, you know, the other thing for me is the New Frontiers Lounge, the New Frontiers short, and the transmedia stuff. Because as you know, I was involved with the transmedia stuff on Lost, and I've been doing transmedia stuff on and off ever since. So just to see what people really on the cutting edge of that are doing is an inspiration to me.
Is there anything you want to tell us that was really good transmedia that you've seen so far?
You know, there's a thing called Pandemic, which is a kind of multimedia scavenger hunt that's actually, the premise of it is that there's an epidemic that's broken out at Sundance. It's incredible. I mean, it's fantastic. So people should look up the trailer on the internet and then just try to read up as much on the experience as possible. It's a really cool game.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, you can hear more of Javier from the 2010 Comic-Con panel, not the Comic-Con cornucopia. I posted two things, the Comic-Con panel that I did, and thanks for your time, buddy. Good seeing you here.
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.